The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Cooking Like a Pro. You have found us here on KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. If you'd like to reach out and give us a holler, you can do that as well. You can call, and Ben would be happy, our engineer, to send your calls in or take your calls off air, whatever works best for you. And that number is 530-605-4567. Again, 530-605-4567. You know, I was up camping the other day, and I'd heard somebody had mentioned something to me. And I go, well, that's got to be strange, you know, because these people that I care and care about, and I've cared about for a long time, we've got a great relationship. That their restaurant was corporation was BK, and then I get back, and it's just this big convoluted mess. So I invited them here, my friends Charlie and Kathy Byerly, to kind of explain that side of it. And then we're going to be talking about restaurants and just why you might want to do it, why you might not, some of the different difficulties, some of the blessings. I mean, me and Charlie we're table touchers. If you've ever seen him in a restaurant, you know, we're table touchers. We go around and we touch tables. We want to talk to people. We want to talk to, and that's the blessing that I get. But anyway, welcome to Charlu and to Kathy, and appreciate you both being here, this evening.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Right. Okay, so I heard that there was this mix up. I kind of like to get some clarity out there for people that are listening. Because you guys closed down your shop up here in Reading, just couldn't get the traffic there. But you still have that beautiful location down in the factory outlet stores, and you guys just do a tremendous job in anything Italian. And being Italian, what I appreciate is the quality of the product that you make.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, from everywhere, from salads to sandwiches to pastas. They got all kinds of things that are on there, and they've got all kinds of specials and stuff. So first off, maybe, Kathy, if somebody is listening, they want to just kind of go pull you guys up online or on their phone, or on their laptop. What do they go to? Is it just charlies.com?
Yeah, go to charlies.com, yeah.
Yeah. So, you can go there and get as much information as you want and give them a call. They also do the takeout. And there's a better way of doing the takeout, as opposed to the different companies that do that. I'll tell you, if you're going to do takeout, you're always better off going down and picking up your own order. It's going to save you in the long run. It's by far the best way to go. Those outfits are they charge a lot of money to drop your food off. So,
yeah.
You know, but anyway, so maybe some clarification on just kind of what happened. I mean, this was more of a corporate level because you're Mary's grandson.
Yep.
Yeah, the yep. Original Mary's grandson.
I'm the youngest grandson out of about seven.
All right, about seven. Yeah. Are you counting all of them?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
There's definitely yes. There's definitely seven grandchildren. So, and I'm the youngest one out of all of them.
Yeah. And then, so she started this this operation where and when? How long ago?
My grandmother started in Sonoma. It was Boys Hot Springs, a little suburb there. Mm-hmm. In 1959 by herself.
Oh, and then, wow.
Yeah, my mom had to stay at home for a little while, take care of some business, and my uncle went down there and helped her and thought she was nuts buying stuff at garage sales, pots and pans, and
yeah.
Finally she got an oven and a stove. And, but she spent $750 in her first year. I think she did about 10 grand in sales.
Oh, wow.
And then in the 60s, she started getting bigger and bigger. And I was born in 64 and went to work for her because I was babysat down there. So I had to do, you know, Italian.
Yeah, I've had kids dishes. In the business. They start there. Yeah. Chopping parsley.
Oh, no. I wasn't allowed knives.
They wouldn't even, I don't even know if they had plastic knives back then.
No.
Because I use those to train my children, which are now close to 40, but I never had them when, you know, I used real knives when I was 9 years old.
We did dishes and made pizza to-go boxes. We got 2 cents a piece for every box we made. My cousin Vince used to whoop me on it.
Yeah. So. What this leads me into is that a family restaurant, and I wish I could convey this to folks in the strongest manner, that, you know, when you're a family restaurant, you are literally going against so many obstacles that some places aren't, because they're just large, they've got a big chain of them, maybe they're purchase buying and, you know, in bulk and train loads and such, and the mom and pops that really support the industry, you know, 80% of the economy in the United States comes from small businesses. And people need to see and support that. So I agree
100% with that statement. Everything we do there is homemade, even the advertisement.
We
strive. I mean, our labor costs are higher, but our food costs are lower because we make everything. We're just one of those. We followed my grandmother's coattails we're still riding her coattails. Yeah.
Well, I know that I absolutely love your pizza. I mean, there isn't anything there I don't really like, but if I'm comparing it, and I've judged enough pizza competitions, I'm not just saying this as some guy on the street here, but, you guys really do a wonderful, wonderful job in the pizza area. They're always flipping the pagoda back there and everything else.
A lot of young guys.
Kathy, so what's your favorite pizza?
Ooh. So I like the all meat combo, the Charlie's.
Oh, that thing's
excellent. That one's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. And what was the one that you made the other day when I was down there? It was a roasted garlic.
That one's pretty popular. It's on a high popular list.
Yeah. So again, an amazing variety of pizzas, but also you have that make your own section, so you can really do whatever you want. I mean, if you're gluten, you know, you have an allergy towards gluten. That's one thing that they do. What's the base on that gluten-free pizza?
What do you mean by the base? Cauliflower. That's definitely the crust. We don't make it there. We can't make it there because we have too much flour flying around, but we do order that from, used to be Still Riding, and now it's a different company. I'm spacing it out. It's a very good one. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah.
It's amazing that they
commented on it.
The different things they make. The pizza base, the dough out of, you know.
We get a lot of, we started off with maybe two a week when we first started serving it. And then we went to quickly when the word got out, we went to two cases a week, and there's 24 per case.
Wow.
And that is one, like I said, one project we will not be able to take on to make it ourselves.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that as, the business has changed and what people are looking for, and I don't want to blame this on, chemtrails or something because, we're a food show here. But the soil is just, it's just becoming so poor, because it's not being taken care of, and there are so many plastics that are going into it. You know, there's plastics in our water. There's plastics, obviously, in our air. And people are finally waking up to this. And I think that what I hope to see is a revival, because things always seem to go in a circle, but a revival of home-style restaurants that people see that there are people that support the community. And that's one thing that you guys are – extremely good at. Every time I turn around, you guys have an event supporting, whether it's, the Paisano Days and you're also at all these different events, the Mosquito Serenade. Is that over now?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of them, and I know I've been blessed to have been a part of a couple of things that you've done. And it's just, it's cool to see something from scratch when you know that the majority of other places are just pulling something out of the freezer, and there is a difference in that,
That's very, 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 very true. We just did an online course for 50 days, 5 days a week. And when we show, it's an inventory program for Restaurants Pros. And when he saw our list, he couldn't believe it. It took us, 6 weeks to add all our product in there?
That's a lot of inventory. But you know, that's what it takes if you're going to do it from scratch.
Yeah.
You know, scratch. We're going to take a break in just a few seconds here. And when we come back, I want to ask you a question about about the texture of your dough. Cause there's so much to put in this pieces together, you know, and I've known from doing it and being down there that, I mean, you can almost just look at it, but you know, once you're touching something that's perfect, it's like touching a baby's bottom. And I mean that in the nicest ways.
It's a technique. You got to learn it.
All right. So cooking like a pro, you're here with Chef Tao. Mrs. Chef Krista's taking the evening off, and I'm here with Charlou and Kathy from Charlie's Restaurant, and you have found us on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
All right, well, welcome back. You are here with Chef Tao, and actually I just had Mrs. Chef on the phone during the break, but you have found Cooking Like a Pro here at KCNR 1460 AM, and we talk about food and everything related, industry-wise, restaurant-wise, business-wise, and today we have two very special guests. And one of the things I want to make sure that I get out there, if we can start off with this, is really just, you know, what is Charlou's? When did it become Charlou's? Because I know it started off as a Mary's, and then maybe just bring us through the history, so to speak.
You want a short version?
Yes.
Okay. I started working at Mary's Pizza Shack as a pizza maker many, many years ago, and I grew up underneath, you know, Mary Fazio and Toto Albano and my mother, Anna, and we decided to move out of Sonoma and move up to Anderson. We opened up our first restaurant. It was Mary's Pizza Shack, actually our second restaurant, Mary's Pizza Shack, and then we ended up that was about, 16 years. We were Mary's Pizza Shack, and okay. We decided to split off and go as Charlieu's because the family was starting to go through partitioning, mm-hmm. which is a long story I won't go into at all. But it ended up being, you know, we voted on the name. I didn't vote on Charlieu's because nobody knows what the heck that means. But it's basically
well, people do. I mean, people do, but it is, you know.
It's, yeah.
It took a minute.
Yeah. It took a long
time. It's not like you have golden arches or something that people can see. But when did you become Charlieu's in? About how long?
A couple years ago.
A couple years ago?
Yeah, we were in the same location, Anderson. We let Redding go. We wanted to focus more on one store and that we can more, you know, higher quality.
And fewer employees.
Yeah. You know,
I've been in the business where it's pretty, I mean, you know, getting, retention is such a big thing to find people that'll be loyal and that will work for you. And when you get them, you hold on to them.
Yeah.
Sometimes that can become a problem too because
Easy in Anderson. I have Jason, 17 or what? 14 years?
Yeah.
14 years.
Yeah.
14 years. He doesn't want to leave. I got Dylan, 8 years. I mean, it goes on and on and on, but. The Redding store was a challenge, but we said, you know what, we're getting old. Let's go down to one.
Yeah.
And so we focused on Anderson, and Anderson's back to where it used to be. I'm getting a lot of the good old customers back, and
excellent.
And a lot of new customers every single night. I'm a table toucher.
Yeah.
Table tap.
Yeah. So. Well, I know that I went back even behind the Walmart. You guys are kind of pretty close to the Walmart down there in Anderson, and there's just houses everywhere. But it's always getting the word out, and the, you know, the high quality and level of food and service that you have in a shopping area that I don't know how much of it's vacant, but maybe half. I don't know.
Well,
just to take a guess, then, you know, the challenge is well now you don't have. You know, a movie theater, you know, well, that's
coming back.
That's a huge draw.
It's coming back.
That would be great to see. That would be great to see if that is, you know, happening and when that happens. Because, you know, it's dinner and a movie, right? People go out to dinner and they want to go to a movie. And it doesn't have to be a movie. It can be great service. It can be sitting there watching someone toss pizza. It could be the wine service. It could be the food
service. We got a lot of business from that movie theater. And the thing was, not only did they have dinner there before the movies, they would come back after and have a glass of wine, maybe a beer or soda pop, and then they would order dessert.
Okay.
And then we'd see them twice in one night, which was fabulous.
Oh, you know what? I need to ask you about that real quick because you reminded me when you said beer. Now, you guys got this new
beer wall.
Yeah, I was going to say concoction, let you give it the name to it. But that is amazing. My wife loves it because she's not a beer drinker, and she can always find something on there to drink.
Ciders a lot of guys are. A lot of the guys are doing the cider too now, which surprised the heck out of me.
Yeah.
But we have 12 different taps. It's self serve. Pour what you want. You get a little card like a hotel key card, and you slide it in there after you got to hand your credit card over because ABC rules. But anyway, so we got rotating beer. We have big beers, small beers, red beer.
If you're a beer aficionado or you like beer, you like trying things, the great thing about it is I can try, an ounce or two to find out whether I like it and then have a glass or go on to another one.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for someone to bring it to you.
Exactly.
Like what I like to say is get your own coffee. It's right there.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
It's like my grandmother used to do. We followed her on that one. Okay. It was when she was really busy, she would tell the customer, hey, you know where the coffee pot's at. And so now it's like, you know where the beer wall's at.
There you go. And Kathy, how about other things that your business does and maybe even as simple as like hours of operation? How do they? You said that they go to charlieus.com and they can get information on what? Do you guys do events? What do you?
Yeah, so we're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 8:30, and then Friday and Saturday is 11 to 9:30. Mm-hmm. We do happy hour 7 days a week, three to six.
Are you this? Okay. And so you get the beer wall during happy hour?
Yep. Beer wall's 25% off a happy hour.
And then what, you give them a deal on appetizers or something?
Yep. Two meatballs for $7 You know how big our meatballs are.
The meatballs are literally like close to a pound. I mean, if they're not a pound, they're really nice. They're a knife and fork. No one's going to get one of those in their mouth. Mm.
And our wings are $7. I mean, we have some really, really good deals.
Oh, you know, you guys, your wings are great.
I love our wings.
If you are a chicken wing person, seriously need to go down and get their wings because the preparation and the way they do them allow them to put together a product that really comes out so much better than what I see out there. Cause I'm a wing fan. Mm-hmm. And most of the time it's just something that you could almost have gotten, you know, in a grocery store, you know, behind the glass, you know, instead of just giving, no, these are like meaty and flavorful.
We went through a time where you can only get the little ones, and man, boy, people were upset.
I was upset.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not serving these. Now we got the chunky ones.
So the chickens grew up.
They let them grow.
Their legs grow. I always thought if you could cross a chicken and an octopus or something, so you could get all those extra legs off of there.
Yeah,
you know. But there are enough chickens for that. And now catering banquets. Parties of every size. I mean,
We do weddings, we do catering, we do events. We're doing two weddings coming up this week.
Go ahead.
We actually are starting, hopefully next week, if I get on it. I'm starting catering menu online, so people can go in there and they can, from the office or whatever, they can, for 10 or more people, so they can order our trays online.
That's so nice for businesses these days because, I mean, when they're trying to cut everything down. Yeah. Okay, how can we, get, lunch down? Bringing lunch in is a great way of, getting.
Plus the price point. I mean, that's got to be spoken about because I'll tell you right now, we just did one and I looked at the price point on it and I said, no, that's $10.95 a person. And there was a lot of food.
Yeah.
And I said, no, something's wrong.
Pasta.
I had everybody check it. And they go, nope, French that's bread. Exactly what it is. And so we fed 40 people at the in Anderson. Uh-huh. And I kept looking at that going, man, something's wrong with something.
Yeah, exactly.
But it works out. I mean, $10 a head versus, for a nice fat lunch with leftovers.
Yeah.
People tore it up.
Yeah,
it's a good deal.
Well, I think that the thing that comes to mind for me is just the flexibility, and that's what we can do. And as an independent restaurant, you have that. Mm-hmm. When I work for places, I know, well, for a couple of years for like Black Bear Diner, they had to go by, I mean, there was, a specification, a policy, and a modification for like everything.
Yep.
There was no room for a pancake to be a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller, And it had to be right. And even you don't think about it, but one of the simple things that I changed is like you could go to one Black Bear Diner and they were doing a chocolate milkshake with chocolate ice cream and then and milk. And in another place that I traveled to, they were doing it with vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, and milk. Mm-hmm. Well, that makes two totally different products.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a chain, you go one place, the people who own the chain want to make sure it tastes the same when they go another place. So that was quite a challenge. In fact, that was when they went to trans fat dough, and I had to redo the California went trans fat.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if we want to talk about California right now. But, they went trans fat free, which meant that if you have a corporation and there are stores outside the state, then they all have to offer the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's one of the real problems that we have.
Oh, well, price of just fryer oil. It went from $22 for 35 pounds to $45.
Yeah. And people don't think about that. They'll look in the store and say, oh, there's some chicken wings.
It's like bacon. It's just like bacon. I mean, you get the regulations on bacon in the state of California where you got to, hey.
Encyclopedia.
It's a slaughter. You know.
What they did to what California did to the pork industry.
It just upended
was terrible. What they did to the chicken, the egg industry.
I was $4.27 a pound for bacon. And now I'm at $7.
Yeah.
Is what they charge me. And I'm thinking to myself, I even called Nevada.
Yeah. And when you're buying, and you're literally buying, and remember in a restaurant, folks, I mean, it's not like you're buying a half a pound.
No.
You're buying tons of this stuff. And so these pennies make a difference. And when you start talking dollars, that's when you start seeing menu prices jump. But I've noticed is your menu prices are very reasonable.
As a matter of fact, when I
looked at them, they're less than any place else that I see, and I don't go out a whole lot of places.
Well, we don't just put a price on the menu. We do our research. I've done, since everybody's menu's online, I go through each one. And I go through each one and I look at them and I say, well, yeah, I got to be around that area to be competitive. Yeah. I want people coming through the door still.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You want them to have, I mean, the value has to be there, right? They got to say, oh yeah, okay, that was worth that.
Yeah.
This day and age is kind of difficult to go out when, you know, you can go to fast food and somebody was telling me at church the other day, it was like, you know, he took his two grandkids out, and it was just a pastor and his two grandkids. It was $40 to go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't even know how much of that stuff even falls in the food category.
Probably
not much. I think most of it falls in the cardboard
category. It's not homemade. Yeah. It's definitely not homemade.
We're going to take a break here at the bottom of the hour for a couple quick commercials, and then we'll be right back, Cooking Like a Pro, here with Chef Cal and Charlie and Kathy from Charlie's Restaurant down in Anderson.
Oh, this is the night, it's a beautiful night, and we call it a Valentine. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
What's inside? And I serve it. I've got enough different fishes, don't you?
All right. Well, welcome back. Welcome back to Cooking Like a Pro. Again, this is Chef Cow here with Charlu and Kathy Virley, owners of Charlu's Pizza Pasta. But you guys have steaks. I mean, yeah, you can get anything there. I mean, I think a lot of times when people think about a, you know, an Italian restaurant, they just think pizza. Mm. But, you know, you guys got chicken breast and you've got, you know, a variety of things that are more, you know, maybe fashionable for even of a finer dining style situation, you know, with your sauteed items. And
yeah, we do. We have a lot of pastas. We have a lot of chicken. Chickens are like our number three mover in the whole restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Chicken parm.
Chicken parm is one of the best. We have salmon now. Salmon's cooked to perfection by Zach. Mm-hmm. He's an obsessive compulsive.
It's a good cook.
Those are good. Yeah, those are good people. Good cooks. You give them a good job, and they work just on that.
Yeah.
And then I know you have family specials. So if you want to get on your text list or your email list, do they do that by going to the website and signing up?
Yeah, they can do our loyalty program.
Okay.
Once they get signed up to
what,
that.
What's the loyalty program?
So the loyalty program, the first time you sign into it, you automatically get $5 off the next time you come in.
Oh, very good.
And so a lot of people get that. It's pretty cool. And once you're on that, then I can send you all the, you know, all the specials going on.
Yeah, I get your specials that are going on. You have a
family meal deal right now.
Yeah. Family meal deal. So you got a family out there, and what's that consist of?
So it's spaghetti with two large meatballs on it.
Uh-huh.
And then you can choose from our house salad or Caesar salad, large.
Oh, you're getting, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt here, folks, but if you haven't had their house salad, you need it. I copied it. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the highest, you know, compliments a chef can give is copying someone else's stuff. And I did it when I was in independent living, and they just loved it. It's got egg and salami and
carrots.
It's got the tomatoes.
The nappy.
The nappy on there. I mean, it's literally, it's like a mini chef salad.
That's so
like brilliant. A mini Italian chef salad.
Yep.
You know, so I highly recommend that one. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, didn't mean to interrupt you, but I thought that salad, my mouth started watering.
Yeah.
So for a family deal, you said they get the salad, they get the pasta, they get
with
the meatballs.
And then they get a half loaf of garlic bread.
Half loaf of garlic bread.
For $29.95.
Okay. And is there a pizza involved?
Not on that one.
Okay. I thought you had a different one.
We did
is
have
it a
that
different one,
one
with the pizza?
This one,
okay.
This time we're just doing pasta.
And what would that normally feed?
This could feed up to three to four, I'm
three to
sure.
Four, three to four.
Because our meatballs are huge.
Yeah, the pasta, there's a lot of pasta in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a 24 ounces. I can't remember. Yeah. It's a big plate.
Yeah.
Huge,
okay.
Huge oval.
So you do specials periodically, mm-hmm. and then you, because I get them, they pop up on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
They pop up in my email, but mostly I think they pop up on my
phone.
Yeah, on that little, whatever those things called. You know, the little round thing on there with the thing that looks like it's, this is why, folks, my wife is the tech person.
She's probably laughing so hard right now.
Yeah. But anyway, no, it's just, you know, you need to get that information out. You need to keep things fresh. It's also nice for the employees as
mm-hmm.
well. And it's also what I like to do is that you can do now that you couldn't do before as Mary's, but you can do as Charlou's is, why don't you tell me about your dessert, that you showed me how to make the other day down there with your big machine.
Oh, goodness gracious. So I like gelato. I've had a lot of gelato in my life. The best gelato I have was from Italy. I was there for about 30 days, and I ate it every single day. Well, years went by, and I started thinking back to that time, and I go, I can make that stuff myself. So I got a machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very big machine. It does about 4 gallons at a time, but I only do a gallon. A liter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything's in metric. But I ended up starting off by scratch, and I thought I was killing it. And then I decided this ain't fun. So mm-hmm. Kathy looked up something online, and we hooked up with a company in Italy that sends you the base of it, but we still add everything else into it. But we're using their base.
Yeah. And that's just a flavoring base. So basically it's just the item, whether it's tiramisu or strawberry,
mm-hmm.
completely condensed down. So,
mm-hmm.
and if you look at the label, you don't have 82 ingredients like you do on anything.
Well, it's in Italian. You can't.
Yeah,
I can't tell. I can speak very little Italian.
Yeah.
I read very none.
But anytime you can get things, that's where we need to go as a country because our the obesity rate's going up, the mortality rates.
And this is all low fat too. Low fat gelato.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I made that up.
Well, I can tell you, it's absolutely delicious.
It did get better because Mrs. Byerly had to go stick her nose into my recipe and say, "We're going to fix this."
Well,
and
you know,
she did
yeah,
it. She
yeah,
did
well,
an incredible. The other day, she made 3 gelatos. I did the bases and I put them in the walk-in box and come back the next morning and she's whooping out three batches. And she goes, "You got to try this." And I tried it and I go, "Holy mackerel."
Yeah.
Believe it because she does everything great. But.
Well, the thing about gelato is that it's so much, I like it so much better than ice cream because
mm-hmm.
here pretty much all we get in the United States is ice cream.
Yeah.
You know, and I went to Vivoli's in Venice. No, I'm sorry. That was in Florence, Italy. And up in Germany where we were competing, there was an Italian on every street corner selling gelato, so I just fell in love with it over there.
Yeah.
And you come back here, and it's just not the same. And
mm-hmm.
and for someone to understand it, you know, you can actually sit there and grind, you know, with a hand crank, and you can make ice cream. Well, you can't add the amount of I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger would not be able to, with his massive size, well, he's probably smaller now, but be able to make gelato by hand. You have to have a machine that has so much horsepower that it can whip enough to get all that air in there.
Yeah.
So it doesn't come out like ice cream. It's just because it's just velvet. And you generally have, how many flavors do you generally have available?
Right now I have four. I have salted caramel, chocolate mint, vanilla, and wild cherry.
And we also have
a peach, too.
That peach is, yeah, I'm getting ready to make a different one.
Yeah.
And the other one is a Rocky Road. The most popular is the vanilla.
The vanilla.
And then that's an old-fashioned France vanilla bean.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but the big one is the Rocky Road. The Rocky Road sells out like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Fast, super fast.
Well, I think that being able to just, you know, have something that is literally made, well, you know, right there where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't something that people are buying. And obviously you can buy gelato from, you know, large, you know, manufacturers and have it, you know, shipped and such.
Yeah,
but you're not going to get the quality. Yeah, exactly. Just like what you do with your pizza. You know, I wanted to get back to that too. Also, pizza. And I noticed when I'm doing pizza, there's something about the way it feels. You know, when you're mixing it up and you can touch it I don't want to say it's a sensual thing, but it's close. It's close. And it's just got that softness and it's got that air in it and you don't have, you know, any more of that stickiness. And,
and
when you make a pizza from scratch, you can do that.
Yep.
You just pull something out, thaw it out, run it through a pizza press and then run it through a, you know.
Well, a lot of people have frozen dough. They bring in frozen dough.
Yeah.
And then they let it, proof. We've made dough. Well, my grandmother started dough in 1950. A little after 59. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably 62 or 63. And she started making her own dough. She had her own recipe. And then, you know, just, we kept that same recipe. So we always, you know, we always use a mother dough and from the, you know, batch before and keep it straight. And we make it all ourselves. Probably, equals to about 10, to 15 boxes every single day just to keep up. We have on stock, we have 30 boxes. And then every day you have to replenish that.
Yeah. Well, and for people that don't understand, a box is fresh made dough rolled up in rounds that make like a dozen pizzas each.
Yeah. The smalls is 12, yeah, and the mediums is 8, and the large is 6.
So that's like, you know, each. When you think, each, and then there's 30 of those. So
you
guys are knocking out a lot of pizzas, but you're knocking out a lot of high quality pizzas, and that's what makes the big difference. So you know, if you're looking back at just to reminisce for a minute, back at your younger self, going into this business, what are some of the things that if somebody was going into, you were talking to somebody, and they were 20 or so, and they wanted to get in the restaurant business? What would be your you know, reaction to them and trying to explain about the business? Because it's got some challenges.
These days it does. It gets tougher and tougher, regulations and all this stuff. But I would definitely tell them to go for it and work with me, get paid to see what it's really like.
Yeah, it's like an apprenticeship or a journeyman, yeah.
Yeah, I've had quite a few
people
come to work with me. And in regards to being 20 years old, I feel like I'm 30 now, and I'm actually 60. Wow. So the restaurant keeps you young. You're moving all the time. You don't need exercise outside
of
the restaurant.
I mean, 35.
I look 25. So, but I would tell a 20-year-old right now, show me your recipes, because that's going to be your biggest thing. People aren't going to come to your place if you're going to just unfreeze something and stick it in the microwave.
Yeah, I always gave my apprentices notebooks. I said, you write everything down. Because I found out going through it, looking back, like, what was that? Oh, okay, I remember. So I had it all written down. But for me, I know that you really need to love, you know, two things for it to really be something that's you know, you're going to get a lot of appreciation out of and for your life-wise. And I would say it comes down to you need to love food. You need to love working with food. You need to love, you know, touching it and putting it on plates and making it pretty and get, you know, and you need to love all that. And then the other side of that is you need to love people.
Yep.
And we talked about that. And because it's a very much people-pleasing, you know, industry.
Oh, yeah.
And I think if those two things, if you had that for love for food, you know, you can't just be the person that says, you know, everyone comes over to your house and you make this particular dish that's really good, and they say, well, you should open a restaurant, you should open a restaurant. You should. Yeah. That's probably why, you know, 6 out of every 10 restaurants close, you know.
And, yeah, my grandmother did that. Mm-hmm. Basically, when she was younger, a lot younger, she was actually in her 40s, started thinking about opening a restaurant. She was a babysitter amongst two other jobs, waitress and something else. And she ended up having her friends going, Mary, you gotta open a restaurant. She was like, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she decided at 48 years old to open a restaurant. And
she
killed it.
When she started,
she was 48 years old.
But that's a work ethic. Those people just come from a different.
Well, the Italians, they love people and they love making food. That's,
there you go.
That's what
people and food. People, all right, food. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about people and food in just a couple minutes. Again, Cooking Like a Pro here on KCNR 1460 AM 96.5 FM. Back in just a moment.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear.
Welcome back to Cooking Like a Pro. This is Chef Cal, and again with my special guests, Charlie and Kathy Byerly from Charlie's Restaurant. Just the best pizza you're going to find, folks. And again, we talk about that amazing house salad they do and variety of pastas. And you know that chicken, what's the one that you put the sun-dried tomatoes in?
The sandwich?
No, that's a chicken fettuccine Alfredo.
That's sauteed. Yeah, that's nice.
We moved over to a nice roasted tomato.
Good.
But we still have the sun-dried. Sun-dried's a little tougher, got mm-hmm. more, you know, more chewy, which is great.
Yeah.
It's a complex taste. It adds something to it, texture.
Yep. But. And let's see. So some of the difficulties we talked about that, we don't want to spend too much time on employees because I think anyone that knows what's going on in the world probably knows the challenge that's started at COVID and has continued on about just people don't want to work.
Yeah, it has gotten better. It's gotten way better. We're seeing a new generation coming up right now that is incredible. Incredible.
That's encouraging.
Yeah.
That's really encouraging. Oh, yeah. I haven't been in the hiring market for is probably a year and a half, 2 years now. And back then it was, you know, you set up 20 interviews and two people show up. And,
that's what we had.
Yeah, and we, you know, and one of them you hire and they quit the first day. I mean, it's really, I think, again, you need to have what I call a servant's heart.
Yeah.
Right? Because you are a servant.
Yeah.
You know, you need to be okay because this is your job. And the old adage that it's better to give than receive, that is true. I mean, you can literally work in a restaurant and there's just this excitement about being involved in other people's celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, think about it, you do a wedding and everyone's just, you know, all dressed up and oh, the food is great and this and that. And it's an exciting thing. I did something the other day for a group, Operation Christmas Child. They do the shoeboxes,
mm-hmm.
where they fill them full of gifts for, it's a Billy Graham thing. It's been around for ever. And, I mean, they send out just millions of shoeboxes. So around Christmas time, so everybody gets a present, you know,
and, oh, good idea.
And all that there. And there's a lot of different, you know, ministries that they do. And, a thought crossed my mind. Be sure you're out there praying for the folks over in Florida. I do have a lot of friends that are over there that I've been checking on and stuff. But
North Carolina too.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not a conspiracy theorist again. Whoa, that's come up twice. So, but anyway, so we've talked a little bit about cost and it's across the board. I mean, it'd be a little different if you could move your menu around a little bit and maybe say, okay, well, maybe we'll, you know, sell, you know, I don't know, half BLT, so they only have to pay for half as much bacon or something. I mean, you could at least have a chance to modify. But when it's a blanket straight across the grocery shelf, man, everything has just gone up, and it doesn't matter what it is.
It wasn't like that in the beginning. It was slow, slow, and then, you know, your major, your critical items went up little by little. Then all of a sudden, like you said, it blanketed out. And some of the things, it was weird because cheese went down. Our number one usage is cheese.
Yeah.
And that went down to $1.68 a pound, and now it's up to $2.80. We don't know why. Well, kind of know why, but I'm not going to go into it.
Yeah.
But, things started ramping up. Now what I'm seeing is a few items are falling back, not very many. Probably mm-hmm. 2% to 4% are falling back down.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it goes back to supply and demand. And if demand or supply, rather, keeps going on these industries,
because
you know, you have to remember back when COVID hit, folks. I remember I couldn't get applesauce, and I was doing retirement independent living, and applesauce is a pretty important thing, right? But they had the applesauce, but they didn't have the cans for it to put it in.
Like because the pizza box,
yeah, because everybody just went. You know, when COVID hit, everything stopped.
Yep.
And they stopped making even the containers, and it took a while to come back. So I think I can see where what you say that as they start, you know, increasing the supply,
yep.
you know, eventually once your supply gets overabundant, the cost has to come down, or they're going to start throwing stuff away.
Well, look at the shipping containers. I mean, those things, that scared the you know what out of me.
Yeah.
When they said that, I go, here we go again. Uh-huh. You know, uh-huh. Even though we don't get a lot of stuff from overseas, you're still going to be affected by it.
Yep.
And so that was a big one. I'm so glad they settled that because that was freaking me out. We couldn't get pizza boxes. I was almost going to offer. Yeah, during COVID. I was going to offer, bring in your own pizza box. I'll give you $1 off.
Bring in your own. Bring in your box.
Bring in
anything, yeah.
Don't throw it away.
I don't care if it's a shirt box, okay? A shirt box would be perfect size for those, for the stromboli that you have that on. That's, your stromboli is just, I don't know, folks, if you know what a stromboli is, but they just imagine a pizza folded in half. It's, okay.
That's a calzone.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
A stromboli is going to be a roll like a burrito, but it's Italian.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a big meal. Okay.
Here I am telling you what it
is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you have the calzones too, and you have, anyway, there's a lot of great stuff
on
there.
Stromboli was my favorite. That was fun to make.
Uh-huh. It's very difficult, though. It's a little long.
Yeah, it's a long-winded deal, okay. But.
So that's the calzone is the folded one.
Yeah. Calzone's okay. Fast. Yeah, I gotta get you down there and make a pizza. I haven't seen you make a pizza yet.
Okay. Well, I made one when you weren't there.
I'll let you
eat
it.
I've seen pizzas in there.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, the thing,
I didn't see it.
But the thing with calzone, though, is people call me that. They call me calzone.
Calzone.
Yeah. Hey, it's calzone. Look at that. You know, and they think it's
I call you California.
There you go. I think that's where I was named after since I was born in San Jose. But no, I just think that, you know, again, I just really hope that this whole circle thing of coming back with mom and pop restaurants, and I was with somebody in the medical profession the other day for an appointment, and he said, "God, just where do you go eat in this town?" I said, "Well, usually I go to the grocery store, and then I go then I go home to my kitchen, because of price and stuff, but also from quality."
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
I mean, the quality of foods when you come into something, and I'm not going to talk about. Well, let's put it this way. So let's just put a blank franchise out there. So it could be any franchise. Okay, any one of these restaurants that you see in this town that you also see in every other town. Folks, that food is mostly being made in a commissary. It's being made somewhere else in a large factory. It's manufactured, then it's distributed off. And I've been involved in that process a lot, so I know a lot about it. Yeah, the soups are, they come in a bag. You just drop it in the water, and then you got your potato cheddar or something like that. And they are, dude, that's how they do these things, because that's the only way that they can get consistency. Mm-hmm. Because, doing these massive high volumes of 300, 400, 500, 600, 700 people a day, mm-hmm. these places if you go to an Olive Garden or something like that, where you're, there's no way they can do high quality. Something is going to suffer in the making of that food and the production of it, and that whatever that is going to have an effect in the final flavor of that item.
Well, good example. We just had an individual who needed extra hours, went to work for another company. I won't name the name, obviously, but in town. And I says, "How's it going?" He goes, "Good." He goes, "I just wish I can create something like I do at your place." And I says, "Well, what do you mean?" He goes, "Well, I'm opening bags." I go, "So your job is a scissor man." He goes, uh-huh. I call that scissor man. Yeah. And he looked at me and started laughing. He goes, "But you know what? It's kind of nice because I don't have to make 15 different items in one day. I just open the bag."
Yeah. So you know, it doesn't cost nearly as much, right?
No, it's mass produced.
I remember one time I was a sous chef down in Southern California, and I just wasn't getting enough money. I just got married. I just had my first child. He's now 40 almost. Anyway, and so I took another job, and it was at a Marie Callender's, which we don't have one up here, so I can talk about it. But this happened to be the number one Marie Callender's in their chain. And it was on Mean Drive down in Bakersfield. And I'll tell you, all you did was slam stuff out. And it was ridiculous. I mean, they'd have like 8 people just hulling strawberries to make strawberry pies. The volume was just crazy. You know, they'd make, hundreds of quiche, and it was just, it was nuts. And then one thing that I noticed is that I couldn't find any seasonings, because they don't want you to season anything, And then when you talk about the difference between having a home restaurant with a home chef that's caring, and in this particular place, they actually had a water dunk. You know, we all know what a water bath is, a hot simmering water that you drop something in to reheat it, usually pasta, something like that. But they put everything in there, vegetables, seafood, pasta, and it just, at the end of the day, I mean, you only have to thicken it up a little bit and you'd have a soup.
Yeah.
And everything that went in there tasted just the same. And when it comes to taste and flavor, and I know that you start losing your taste buds. I shouldn't say start losing them. You lose them every time you burn your tongue. But they quit replicating when you get right around 60 years old. Oh. And women have more taste buds than men, so that's why a lot of times, I let my wife taste everything, and then my 15-year-old, because they both have really good palates. But when you start getting older, that's why you see older folks, 70, 80 years old. Yeah, well, and they reach immediately for the salt and pepper. They ever taste anything, they reach. It's just automatic, And maybe because food was on the blander side back in the day, it wasn't for me because I'm Italian.
Right. We had a lot of stuff. Our spice is, our spice line is 10 feet long, 2 shelves deep.
Oh yeah.
And it's all just spice. I know it because I have to do inventory on it.
Yeah.
And it really, really stinks.
Yeah. Well, when you take, you have, 150 different ingredients that are fresh and you're putting those together, that's when it really makes a difference. So, as we wind down here, again, we're talking with Charlou, and Kathy, from Charlie's Restaurant down in the factory outlet stores. Is that what that's called? Or is it called the factory outlet store?
Gateway now? Yeah, Shasta Gateway. Shasta
right, right, Gateway. Right in front of a Walmart. Everyone knows where Walmart is. But anyway, they do lunch and dinner 7 days a week. All kinds of deals. Go online to charlews.com and get on their, what was the program you called it? The loyalty?
The loyalty program, yeah.
Loyalty program they have all kinds
good
of
deals.
Great deals. So that's always a good thing. And again, we're always looking for a good place to eat. And remember, folks, let's support our mom and pops out there, you know, and really make a concerted effort, because if not, you know, you're not going to have any mom and pops, mm-hmm. you know, and that's just unfortunately the way that it goes. So, but anyway, I appreciate you guys being here today to the chat. Krista appreciates having the night off.
Miss you.
I'm sure. and we'll talk to you guys soon again. But remember, Charlie's down in Anderson, folks. Let's get down there. They're open and they are ready to serve. God bless you and have yourself a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been KCNR Shasta Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.